Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
Hey friends, I want to invite you out to the 14th Annual Barbecue and Blues Festival hosted by Bob Sykes Barbecue, Saturday, April 26th at DeBartleben Park from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. For tickets and information, go to bobsykesblues.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to pick anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over at her shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you on location, Central State Bank in Alexander City, Coosa County, the home of the Tennessee Vols Water Tower. I passed by the water tower on the way, and I remember people taking pictures saying, why is it orange and white? You know, we got a big Tennessee water tower here in Coosa County. But I'm glad to be here right now with Bill Bubba Bussey. We are glad to have him to talk about his new podcast, Bubba on the Lake. I've visited with him before. This is a great opportunity to come down here to Alexander City, home of Radio Alabama. Shout out to Radio Alabama, who plays the Mark White Show every Sunday and the Make a Difference Minute throughout the week on Kix 96 and then also 105.1 The Lake. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Bill Bubba Bussey.
Mark, thank you. What an honor and a privilege it is to be here with you. And, of course, you've seen my master plan. I wanted to get you down so I could get on some of Lee Perryman's radio station. So, you know, wow, you figured it out.
Lee Perryman and Michael Brandon, great guys.
They are.
They have been so helpful. And I want to give a shout-out, too, to my friend Danny Johnson, who owns Marble City Pharmacy. Danny is the reason that I connected with Lee. He told him about my show, and the very first interview I ever did, I was in the sixth grade, Bill, and we were at Pittman Middle School, and I had to do a career fair project. Danny was a pharmacist, so I went in saying, well, I'm going to be a pharmacist. So I interviewed him. It's on a cassette tape somewhere.
That's funny.
And I won second place in the project, and Danny has always been a great friend. I had major surgery when I was a kid. He showed up at the hospital, snuck in double cheeseburgers from Burger King and croissant sandwiches.
That's what you need to heal.
A real friend. For 2 weeks, I was stuck at Medical Center East there outside of Center Point, Alabama. But Bill Bubba Bussey, let's talk about what you're doing now with Bubba on the Lake. Just give people a feel of this podcast.
Well, Mark, you know, podcasting is not new. It's been around for a while. We did about 223 episodes back with Rick weekly, and then we had daily episodes. But, you know, we're kind of out on our new thing now. We call it the New World Order, and we're out doing this. And the name, it can be a little deceiving because it's just kind of an umbrella for what we're going to be doing. And we're going to be doing a little bit of everything. I mean, there's no rules in this. And you know, when I got into this and was looking at doing it, people were telling me, well, this is what you got to do in podcasting. This is what you got to do. You can't do that. And I'm like, I'm going to do what I want to do. And if it works, good. If it doesn't, that's fine, too. You know, I'll just go sit on the pontoon boat. Won't hurt my feelings. But, no, we're really enjoying it. It's been a lot of fun, and I've got my family involved, my son, my daughter, my wife. And we're having a lot of fun doing it. We're only three episodes in, but, you know, we could knock out another three pretty quick. We got several in the hopper right now.
Well, I wanted to catch you early so that my listeners who follow the Mark White Show and love you too, I wanted them to have an opportunity to jump on board and be part of Bubba on the Lake and enjoy your entertainment. I told you, I've followed you since I was very young. I was a teenager. And I used to listen back when y'all were in Gadsden or Anniston.
Yeah, it started in Gadsden.
And I remember that y'all would always have somebody go out into the public
and
do something fun and crazy.
Yep.
And I loved that. This was just, it was such a fun show. And I told you too, when I was at the University of Alabama, had two teachers in English class that mocked my accent. Here I am in the heart of the South, Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Sure.
And they were mocking my accent. And
it happens.
I took it personal, first off. I was a teenager, so I'm like, what can I do to make this better? Because this is how I was raised. This is how I talk.
Right.
But listening to you on the radio as an 18-year-old myself, I knew that there was hope for Mark White. I didn't know how I was going to get into radio. I didn't know that path. I had called into Paul Feinbaum's show as like an 11-year-old, as Cora is right now. I used to call into programs. I would share my questions, ask my questions and that sort of thing. So I had dabbled in it, and my grandfather had a Bible question and answer program on WKAC 1080 AM in Athens, and I used to lay in the floor and look at the old records as he was doing his program with the fellow preacher Hiram Hutto. So I had that in me when I was young to go the radio route, but just didn't know how it was going to happen.
Well, I think everybody that gets into radio has a similar story. There's some moment where the fire gets lit. And then you just cannot put it out. It just keeps going. And we've all had those moments. And, you know, the podcasting thing is it's kind of crazy to think about. You can sit down with a laptop and talk to the entire world. As a matter of fact, funny numbers, the majority of our downloads have been in the United States. Would you like to guess what country is second?
Ethiopia.
Iran. It's like 300 downloads in that country.
Incredible.
And so to be able to communicate with the world on the podcasting level just a few years ago was, I mean, it was inconceivable.
Yes.
And it's a great outlet now, and we're looking forward to it. And, you know, a lot of our radio brothers and sisters have kind of, you know, gathered around that too, and they make their programming available online. I think you have to, you know, Lee Perryman, who I had heard of for many, many years, and I just met recently, super guy. And, you know, one of his quotes that stuck in my mind the other day when we were talking, he said, you have to meet the listeners where they're at. And this is a great way to do it.
Exactly. And one of the things I will say is the Alabama Broadcasters Association now have a category, and it's been around for a few years now, for podcasting.
Okay, good.
So when you have a successful podcast, you turn in that content, and then the Alabama Broadcast Association evaluates that. They have it evaluated for an award through their organization.
Well, you know, Mark, I probably won't be an award winner. We've never really accomplished that in radio. And, you know, we kind of went against the trend in radio a little bit, unprofessional-wise. And we're trying to follow that up in podcasting. So we'll,
you're going to outdo yourself, maybe? Listen,
yeah, maybe so. But you were talking about going out and doing things. You'll have to come back. Later on this year, we are planning on launching hot dogs for people on pontoons to catch. So that we're still working out a few details, how we want to do that, you know, bring your own net kind of thing. But, you know, nothing's off the table. And like I had told you, the Bubba on the Lake is more of an umbrella. It's not just about people on lakes or Lake Martin where we're at, or the Gulf of America, you know, whatever the case may be. It's more of a state of mind. And as you know, anytime you get around water, everybody gets real laid back. So that's what we're going to do.
I love that. And one of the things that you talked about a few minutes ago was that fire that's lit for some people when it comes to radio.
Yep.
And in this medium, you had some time that a fire was lit under you. At what point was that for you, Bob?
Well, I think riding with my dad, he worked in a pipe shop. I mean, he was hardcore, hard work guy, you know. He was in World War II. He was drafted and fought in the Philippines in World War II. So I'm kind of a little late on the tree. You know, most of my friends didn't have dads that fought in World War II. They may have had them in Vietnam or Korea, you know. But so I was raised by a very hardworking man, a very God-fearing good fella. But we used to ride around, we'd listen to the radio, and then we had a old tube radio in our den that I don't know how they built it in a giant jug. I don't know how that came about, but we would flip that on at night sometimes and listen to the clear channels coming in from Chicago and Louisville and New Orleans. And, you know, I remember listening to people like Paul Harvey and stuff, and I just thought, man, that's the coolest thing, because everybody knows them. And, you know, and then getting to visit some radio stations, and I got to see several of them in Anniston to go by when I was a kid. I was 8, 9 years old, but they'd let you stick your head in the radio booth, you know, and see the records that they were queuing up and playing, and I just thought, man, that is the coolest thing. And one of the guys who I went to see one time was Ted Allen, who ended up owning WPID in Piedmont and where I got my first job. So it was kind of cool to get to go back and work and learn from him, somebody that I had seen as a little kid being a DJ in the DJ booth, literally, you know. So,
well, and one of the things that I think about when I was talking to you before the show is people who influenced us, impacted our lives. You've mentioned your dad.
Yeah.
That had to have been a major impactor
in your life. Yes, absolutely.
We were raised by the same generation
right.
since my grandparents raised me. My granddad was born in 28 and my grandmother in 33. And my great-grandmother who lived with us was born in 1906. So I had a lot of influences from generations prior. And as we both know, things have changed a lot. But I was raised with a different kind of a background. I was watching Lawrence Welk reruns with my grandmother.
Saturday night.
Donna Reed and all the Mr. Ed and all the old programs.
You had Hee Haw on, and then you had, you know.
Exactly. And then also in the radio industry, we were still listening to AM because they were familiar. You know, I've got my granddad's, my great-great uncle's 1950 GMC pickup, and I can only imagine, you know, in those days, listening to the radio hitting down the roads in Texas. And there's a nostalgia with radio. And one of the things that I really like about radio is people have to listen. they're not looking for, well, he picked his nose or he scratched his head or
right,
he did something.
Right, which I'm doing right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Since you mentioned it, Mark, this. I got an itch now.
Bubba is scratching an itch right now. Let me describe this for you. But there's just a world of creating a visual through our voice. And I have people on my show that what people need to do is simply listen to what they're saying, let it impact their lives, so that they can go out and make a difference. We don't need all the other stuff, videos and people seeing these things and picking at what somebody looks like. Just talk. Let's hear what you have to say, and let's take what you say, and then let's do something with it. And I love that about radio.
Well, that's kind of where we're going with the podcast right now. We're audio only. And, you know, I wouldn't mind adding TV, but that's down the road. That's a big budget.
Sure.
I mean, to do TV right, you got to have a studio, you got to have lights, you got to have switching, you know, it's a very expensive thing. Where with this, you know, the podcasting, we can get away a lot less expensive. And like you said, there's something about having to put your imagination to work. Radio has always, to me, been the most personable medium because I felt like those people were talking to me, you know, in the car.
Yeah.
And I could relate to that. And it's funny how when you, back in those days before you could see those people, when you did see them, they didn't look anything like you imagined because you start imagining in
sure
your
you
head
do.
What
yeah.
they look like.
Yeah.
And as I grew up, you know, there were other people that influenced me, Rick and Dennis on Q104 in Gadsden, and to get to go and be a part of that station later on was just too cool for us. And, you know, Mark and Brian at I-95 in Birmingham, and we ended up on that station for a while too. So we, you know, we tried to work all of the legend who had influenced us. But it's just a great medium, and I feel so blessed to have been in that for 31 plus years, and it was a great run. And I am enjoying sleeping a little bit later now. You know, if I sleep into 6, I feel like I've slept to lunch. And that's probably good for your overall health, but we miss it. But we had a great time doing it. We really did.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Bill Bubba Bussey. We are at the Central State Bank in Alexander City, Alabama, with him talking about Bubba on the Lake, his new podcast. He's 3 episodes in. Glad to be able to be with him today. We'll do one more segment, so I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
This is Bill Bubba Bussey, formerly of the Rick and Bubba Show, your semi-retired, mostly washed-up host, now of Bubba on the Lake, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. We're reminding you, get out there and make a difference in somebody's life today. It really will count.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as I have with me Bill Bubba Bussey, formerly of Rick and Bubba, and now Bubba on the Lake. We are at Central State Bank in Alexander City, Alabama, the home of Radio Alabama. Welcome back to the show, Bubba.
Boy, that was a quick break, Mark.
They don't know that. Come on. You're giving away all the secrets.
I'm going to interview this young lady sitting here in a minute.
We have Cora with us.
Yeah, hey,
she
Cora.
She met Bubba for the first time several years ago, and I've got a cute little picture. Yeah. She's eating a cookie.
She was just a little tea-tot.
She then, really was, and now she's grown into a young
big girl.
Lady.
Yep.
Fifth grader at Athens Bible School. Love our Athens Bible School people, and she's been going there since kindergarten. A great school for her, a lot of good friends, and she was my sidekick for many years before school. Every place I went, every interview I did, every restaurant we went to, she was with me. And I had
she
so
may
much,
need a break by now, Mark.
That's exactly,
you know?
Well.
Because you had to ride a little ways this morning.
Yeah,
so.
She's been on break for a little bit. She sleeps real good in the car.
Yeah.
Gets real comfortable.
Oh, I do too. I'll tell you, if I'm driving, I'm fine. If I'm riding, I am snoring in 10 minutes, man. I cannot stay awake.
Well, I love my little girl, and I'm glad that she's with me today, and I enjoyed all the times that we got to spend together.
And I've enjoyed that too, you know, getting my kids involved with the podcast. And Hunter's probably going to be more involved some. He's helping me with some of the editing and setting up of everything. So it's really going to be a family adventure, and everybody's enjoying hearing Betty, who she's very funny. And, you know, I've got to enjoy her humor for 36 years. So I feel like I need to share that with some other people. I'm ready for her to do her own podcast, and then I'll just get out on the boat, you know.
Yeah. Boating with Betty. No.
Well, we actually had come up with a name called Betty Say What.
Okay.
And we may turn that into a regular segment. Hopefully it'll grow into a podcast. You know, now that we're kind of getting all this together, hopefully we can scale it up and do some more podcasts and put it under our little production company. I enjoy that as much as I do actually doing the podcast.
Yes. So. And one of the things you did mention is the fact that now you're getting your hands into editing. You're having to do from beginning
to
end.
Yeah.
Whereas before, you had other people that were able to do those things, and you could simply be a voice on the
radio.
Well,
I mean, I knew how to do it, but, you know, you have to hand that stuff off as demand picks up. And, we had folks to do that. Adler did a great job for us. And now I'm having to go back, and I have to go, you know, A to Z. So it was really get your hands dirty again time. And I didn't forget how to edit, but, you know, there is an art to it, and certainly being able to do it in a quick manner, a timely manner. So I've had to practice a little bit with that, but I'm enjoying it. I feel like the production quality on our podcast is very good now. The talent is not. It's down and dirty like before, but I felt pretty good with the whole production of it so far for what we're doing.
I use Adobe Audition, and each year they do some changes, and so there's a learning curve.
Do you pay the rent? Or
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I started out with Adobe Audition 1.0, which WKAC gave me the disc.
Yeah.
I put it on my old computer, which the old computer no longer works, and I can't find the disc.
Right.
Because I would have loved to just stuck with 1.0 forever.
Well, they always want to upgrade you. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Yeah,
it's,
you're right.
You're always chasing the bait out there, but you know, we did that too. We used it at you know, the old show. And but I'm, you know, I'm down and dirty, man. I'm doing garage band now, you know. It's well, I've got Logic Pro, but garage band just does such a good job. It's easy, and you know, you literally can do it on your phone if you want to. So
really?
It's fitting the bill right now.
Okay, well,
until we get more people, you know. Yes. So I can hand it off again like I used to.
Right. One of the things that I like to do is encourage other people, because
yes,
I was encouraged myself to go this route by other people. For example, Tim Lambert, the producer at WKAC, went on that show. He asked me to join him every Saturday on Applebee's Tailgate Talk. I did that. That led me to the moment that I'm in right now talking to you. There are people that I tell them, they find out I'm Uber driving, Lyft driving. I have stickers on the headrest, so they say, what's the Mark White Show? I get an opportunity to share with people about the Mark White Show, and several people have
said... You got a captive audience in there, right?
They can't go anywhere. It's
you going to listen to an episode before you get out, pal. What you talking about?
It's great, but a lot of those individuals that I've spoken with, they have a dream of doing something similar.
Right.
And I want to always encourage that.
Sure.
And I tell people, if you want to do it, go for it. Don't question yourself, you know, try, give it an effort, you know, try to do it and see what happens.
Well, I've got a, you know, kind of crazy way of looking at some of this stuff, Mark, because I'm an old programmer too, and you know, it was there was, you know, and Gates, it was either this or that, or Gates, and you know, life is a series of decisions, you know, it's forks in the road, if you will. And you are probably like I am. I know some people that could not make a right decision if their life depended on it. I mean, it's a series of bad, 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 bad. So what I try to do, especially with my kids, I've tried to kind of map that out and say, look, you're going to be the product of your decisions. And you're going to make some good ones, you're going to make some bad ones. And only time will tell if they were good or bad. At the time, you don't always know. And so you'll get down the road and you'll look back and go, well, this was good, this was not. And then I try to share with you guys the decisions I've made, good and bad, hopefully that you won't make them. But, of course, they want to go ahead and make them anyway.
Yeah.
But, I go back to even thinking about joining Rick on the Rick and Bubba show. I was the engineer for Q104 and Wax, and when that was brought up, I really almost didn't do that. And I think back now, what a terrible thing that would have been if I hadn't had the experience I've had over the last 31 years. Being in the engineering, and actually I was leaning on not doing it because I didn't want to give up, you know, my engineering job. And the weekend before we were going to make a decision, I told Rick I'd let him know something Monday. We went off the air about 8 times. We had terrible thunderstorms, back of the transmitter laying in the floor. I didn't have any help, very limited on spare parts. And by the time I got to Sunday, I was really sick of engineering. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to give this a try. We're just going to throw caution to the wind and see what happens. And it was a very good decision on my part. But it was one I almost made the other. And, you know, you think about even getting married. Sometimes you might have, you know, cold feet about that commitment. And then you make that commitment and you get down the road decades and you go, wow, that was a great, great decision I made. So, you know, I kind of look at it all as a big spreadsheet now with forks in the road, and let's make good decisions, not bad ones. And I can look back and say some were good, some were not, and let's make more of the good ones as we go forward. And part of that, and I say that as an encouragement to people who are dealing with those things right now.
One of the things I'd like to ask you, Bubba, and I know that you've been involved with a lot of different efforts over the years.
Sure.
A lot of people will come to you, especially nonprofits that need assistance. And
right,
you've been in a position where you could help in a big way at times in your career. What are at least one or two of the organizations that you support, that you believe in, that you would tell a listener, jump on board with that organization because they're going to do the right things, they're helping people, they're making an impact and a positive difference?
Well, that's a big topic, Mark, but I will tell you this. I think it starts with biblical giving, the tithe, and I don't want to get into a theological debate because it doesn't matter what you say now. People won't, you know, there's always a dissenting opinion that wants to debate you on something, but I will tell you this. For me, in my finances, everything turned completely around when I committed to tithing regularly and doing it sacrificially if I had to. The Bible tells us very clearly, and God says that if you are not tithing, if you're not bringing your tithe into the storehouse or your local church, that you're stealing from me, and that's not going to work out. Your prayers are not going to be heard. You might as well, they're just bouncing off the roof. Or the flip side of that is, I will pour out my blessings on you so much you will not be able to take care of it. It'll be like a cup running over. And if you've ever had a leak in the house, a commode running over or a sink, you know how quickly that gets out of. But how about when it's a good thing and the Lord is blessing you? And that's something Betty and I committed to early, and I think it made a huge difference in our life. I tell everybody that that's where giving begins. Support your local church, where you should be in and getting the word and getting fed every week. And then from that, there's other organizations. We've worked with a lot of people helping with disaster relief. There's several groups helping with that. Most of them are, I think, the faith-based people do a much better job than the government people. I have been firsthand to see those. We went to one of the Oak Grove tornadoes that hit many, many years ago over here. It was F5, just destroyed so much stuff. And Church of the Highlands was there, and they had literally built a store out of supplies. The outer walls were bottles of water, cases. They were bringing in 18-wheel trucks. And I know a lot of times mega churches can get a bad rap for, you know, not being as personable, but they also can do some things that a small church can't do, and they were really doing a great job with that. So there's always, I think, helping people in immediate need is important. I am a cancer survivor. We've done a lot of stuff with cancer. We've done a lot of stuff with autism. There's a lot of really good organizations out there, but I think it all starts with giving to your local church. And it made, all I can tell you is in my life, it made a huge difference.
Bill Bubba Bussey, you're one of my radio heroes, and I just want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to have you on the Mark White Show today. I wish you all the best.
Have I talked too long, Mark? Are we up? Are we out of time already?
We're out of time.
I mean, I'm used to talking hours a day. I'm just getting started here.
It is a 30-minute public affairs program. Get used to it, Bubba.
Well, look, we'll have me back sometime. I enjoyed it. Thank you, Mark, for asking.
And I'd love to have an opportunity maybe to be on your
show
at some time.
Absolutely. We'll bring you down, put you on the pontoon, ride you around.
I wrote a children's book, actually, because a mom reached out to me about her daughter being bullied, and her name was Riley. And so what I did was I took Coach Marla Townsend, who's a former UAB softball coach, whose daughter plays at LSU, and I asked her, I said, can we get some videos to encourage Riley because she loves softball? And so one by one, Alabama players, Auburn players, LSU players, UAB players all sent videos. I sent them to Riley's mom, and Riley decided that she would try out for her school team, and she made the school team. And I thought, this is a great example of a kid having to go through some struggles, overcoming that, deciding they're passionate about something that they want to do and following through and having success. So I wrote a children's book about that and just got 750 books that I waited 8 months for. And we're donating a lot to schools, public libraries to encourage kids. And I'm excited, and I'd love to share that too, you know, with you later on.
Well, Mark, and I'll say this in closing too. I think that's a great point. Sometimes I think kids, when they hit a brick wall or they don't have something come through their way, they give up. And, you know, we wasn't taught to give up. We were taught to get up and try again.
And sometimes it takes a minute.
Right. And look, I loved playing basketball when I was a kid. I went out on the for 7th, 8th grade basketball, didn't make the team. And it crushed me because I thought I could make that team. And I remember my dad telling me, said, look, use that hurt, use that anger. Let's put it in a good way. Get out there and practice. Get better. You wasn't good enough to make that team, or you would have been. Coach ain't it. You know, we always hear the coach don't like me or whatever. Listen, that coach wants to win. He's going to put the best kids out there he can to win. So I came back. My 8th grade year made the team, but that was a tremendous growth year for me. So I would tell everybody, and you don't have to just be a kid. You can be an adult. When you run into a brick wall, look, you got to control what you can control. There's some things you can't, but what you can control is when you quit. And just don't quit. keep hammering at it. You've done it. I've done it. A lot of people have done it listening right now, and you know that's true, but we forget sometimes when we hit another barricade what got us through last time. So just remember the wins and get back on that horse and try it again.
I don't know if Michael Jordan and Bill Bubba Bussey have ever been used in the same sentence, but
we
I
both
just
had
did
the
it.
Same experience. We did.
I just did it.
We didn't make a basketball team, and we got better because of it.
Thank you again for joining me here, Bill Bubba Bussey, Bubba on the Lake. I want people to tune in. Tell people how they can connect.
Okay, anywhere listen. You get podcasts, you just pull up Bubba on the Lake, capitalize everything. And we have a website, too, and Mark, a lot of research went into this. We went with BubbaOnTheLake.com.
Excellent. When we come back, we're also going to be at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama. I'll be talking to Van Sykes about the Barbecue and Blues Festival happening in DeBartolabin Park in Bessemer, Alabama.
Hey, care me for that interview, Mark.
Come on, buddy. I've got gift cards in my pocket. We're ready to go eat. April the 26th. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing a rainbow.
And we are back. We have gone from Alexander City, Alabama, to Bessemer, Alabama, from Bill Bubba Bussey to Van Sykes at Bob Sykes Barbecue. Welcome back to the show, Van.
Thank you very much, Mark. I appreciate y'all coming in. What an honor to go behind Bill Bubba Bussey. Wow. I love it. That's
yeah,
great.
Well, he's got his new podcast, Bubba on the Lake. And so we talked about that. We talked about his history in the radio business, how he got started.
Right.
That fire that was lit up under him when he was younger. And it's a great interview, so I hope people enjoyed that.
I really like that
wish
guy.
Wish Bill all yeah. the best.
Oh, I really like that guy. I'd love to sit and talk to him.
It was fun. So we've got some things to talk about today.
Oh, yeah, we do.
The upcoming 14th annual Bob Sykes Barbecue and Blues Festival.
Absolutely. The probably would have been 16. We lost two in the pandemic, but I'm tired of saying that. It's the 14th, which is a long, long tradition. Had enough time in that time span to figure out what's right and what's wrong, what could be done better. So we run a pretty well-organized festival. If you come out, there's plenty to do. We have food on site, a couple of extra food vendors that sells, obviously not barbecue. We're real tight on the stage now. And this year, what we've decided to do is we're going to lower the ticket prices to $10, and hopefully you'll bring a canned good out with you, and we're partnering with the food bank over here. But we've cut the ticket prices a little bit because we just want to fill the park up. Just want everybody to come down and enjoy a good music lineup. And so what we've done on that is we concise the day just a little bit. So we have our big headliners are our last two acts. And this year, everything will stop at 6 o'clock. But the last two acts, well, they're all good. The last two, Shamika Copeland has her own XM channel. 7th Avenue has records on the blues charts. These are high-caliber performers, professional musicians that tour and do this every day. And then we're starting the show with some of our, we call them local but nationally known talent. So you're going to see a really good lineup, a tight show. And I'm proud to say, of course, this year I will be presenting sponsor is the City of Bessemer and Coca-Cola United, which is their second year with us. Great partners. This year we have Cisco Foods, and we have Step One Chevrolet, which has been with me a few years. Wonderful folks up there. They've come into this town. They've done a great job cementing themselves into the community. Medical West, brand new hospital over here on 459. They've been with me from the beginning. And this year, I'm really excited because we have U.S. Pipe, which is a very large employer here in Bessemer. And they've decided to come on board and help promote the community and maybe treat their employees to a good day of some food and music. So my sponsorships are varied and broad this year, which I think is really a compliment to the fact that we've been able to keep this going for 13, going on 14 years.
When we talk about community, this event also supports nonprofits. This year, who is the nonprofit? I know you mentioned the canned goods going to the food bank.
It will be the food bank. They're building a new facility in the city limits of Bessemer over on Lakeshore Boulevard, whatever Lakeshore is these days. And I've selected them either through canned donations, and then always at the end of the year, or the end of the festival, then we always come back and make a donation. So that's our beneficiary this year.
Very good. And through the years, I'm sure there have been some things, as you talked about, adjustments that have been made to make this work for the community to be a really great event.
Right.
And you've made some adjustments this year. What are the elements of this event that you think really stand out that make people want to come and be part of this?
Well, I think, first of all, it's the venue. We're in a city park that's 100 and something years old with these beautiful mature trees, and so folks, what that means is shade. You don't have to sit in the boiling sun if it's one of those scorching hot April days. Beautiful grass on the ground. The park is a very historic park, has a doughboy statue. It's really when the park was built, and it was built where the sidewalks all come into the middle where the doughboy statue is. That was to foster a sense of community in that park, 100 years ago. So here we are still using the same park for the same purposes. I think that speaks to the power of community in America, really, is that the people that were here 2 to 3 generations before us knew that a venue like that was needed and that the city should provide that for us in their own space up there. So isn't it now we go all these years forward, and it's such a useful space. We didn't have to go build a stadium or go rent a space or something. It's the same park that's been there for generations of people to enjoy. So I think that's part of the allure of that is just number one comment, as I've said before every year, is I didn't know y'all had such a beautiful park. And so actually we got a lot of nice stuff here, but till you come down here and realize this is a really great community with really incredible people. So that was the genesis of the festival, was to get people to the community to come in here and see all the great things we have. You know, the Bright Star restaurant, James Beard award-winning restaurant. Man, there's not many of those around. Maybe one day I'll be in that category, but I haven't made it to that yet. But we got one here in town that has, and I would just tell everybody this year, you know, come on, the gates are going to open at 11. We're going to start the show at 12. We're going to have a solid, packed, good 6 hours of great music and great food.
Founded in 1957, we're now at 68 years of legendary barbecue here at Bob Sykes Barbecue. For people who want to find out more about Bob Sykes Barbecue, they can go to bobsykes.com. And then for tickets and information about the 14th Annual Barbecue and Blues Festival taking place at DeBartolaben Park on April the 26th from noon until 6 p.m., go to bobsykesblues.com. Van, always a pleasure to have you here on The Mark White Show, and thank you for sharing about the upcoming Barbecue and Blues Festival.
Well, you know, it's always great to see y'all. I enjoy the visit and all the great things you do. And it's absolutely my pleasure every time y'all come down here. It's great to see you.
Great food, and we appreciate your support, Van. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. I do want to shout out to Janice and Butch Bradley from Hueytown, Alabama, here at Bob Sykes Barbecue today. Love Janice and Butch. Appreciate them very much. And you have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
These are my kind of people.